You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Good morning. Hey, everybody.
How you doing? Welcome to Two Funny Mamas. I'm Kim Whitley.
And I'm Sherry Shepherd. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas, and I'm Sherry Shepherd.
You just said that two, three times. What's wrong with you?
I even said
she got Tourette's. Hi, I'm Sherry Shepherd. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas.
Let me turn off
I'm
this thing.
Sherry Shepherd. Welcome to Two Funny Mamas.
Two Funny Mamas every Thursday on YouTube.
It's
the link
crazy.
In my bio to subscribe. Bye, guys. Okay. I'm just in a good mood. You know, I'm going to take my
I'm in a good mood. Off. Why are you in a good mood? You must have got some.
No, I didn't, actually. I didn't get any.
Why are you in a good mood?
It was funny because I was telling Andre, this is what Andre came over my house last night.
Mm-hmm.
He came in the afternoon because he was going to train me. But it was so much traffic, so he got there late. So any excuse not to train. So we were sitting talking
any
at the table.
Excuse not to train.
We were sitting talking at the table, mm-hmm. and then he ended up watching the fight at my house. So he stayed until I had to do stand up. He was there like all day. So we were talking, and he was like, I ain't been with nobody in a year. It's been a year. I was like, what are you complaining for? It's been like almost three for me. And he said, three? That's your fault. You didn't been with nobody in 3 years. You can remedy that.
It sounded like he was putting out an ad.
He said
it to you a bunch of times so you could feel sorry. You know, you're very community service. And so, well, all right, since it's been a year. I think so. He said it too many times.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't even think that way. A woman could remedy that. I mean, you could go out and hole around.
Sorry.
Did you just
the dog. Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Okay, the dog cannot steal the show, the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
But like, you could remedy that. You could go and do stuff, but that's not what I want to do. Like, I want to be relationship, you know? So when he was like, you know, you could remedy that, it just was funny. Because a year is not a long time to be without something.
A year?
It's not a long time. You can look up and a year be gone. A year goes by.
Oh, it went by, but this pandemic year went by pretty slow.
It feels like it.
It went by, no.
Feels like
no,
we were
complaining.
Fast.
No,
we were.
It didn't go by fast, Sherry Shepherd.
You know, I'm in a good mood because I'm going to get my vaccine. You got your vaccine.
Yep.
You're sick as a dog because you've been complaining all day today. Yep. You complained all day yesterday. You were very emotional.
You're just going to tell the people, huh?
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you got your vaccine?
Oh, no, you tell them I was emotional.
No, you just, it was like you're emotional. It's the vaccine and you're pregnant. Because all of those emotions you went through yesterday, you were never that way.
Because that was a big deal.
Yeah, but I still
if you can't be vulnerable in front of your girlfriend, now I got to be old hard Kim. I broke down one little vulnerability, Chris.
And I'm never going to let her forget it.
She ain't going to let me one time when she saw me crack.
And I said, are you crying? I was like, because you have to understand, Kim never cries. I'm the crier. I'll cry in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Kim will stop and go, listen, you do what you got to do. And you do that. And she's so mean. Y'all be thinking I'm mean.
I am mean.
Kim is so mean. So when she had a little vulnerable moment, she did. Like, literally, I'm not even going to say what happened. She just was like, I'm sad. And then, like, she starts crying. And I'm like, I'm going, is this bitch pregnant? So in my inside voice, I was like, is she crying? But then my friend thing, I was like, Kim, it's okay. But then here's the problem. Here's the problem with Kim trying to be emotional in a house full of people. She can't.
Yeah,
because
no time.
At that moment, her friend Wendell, and if you guys don't know Wendell, Wendell's very flamboyant, very, you know, so she's crying. She's like, I'm sad. And Wendell's like, hey, Sherry! And we're on FaceTime together. So Kim has to stop. So she puts her mask on her face, like, it's going to cover up. The mask gonna cover up her sadness. And so Wendell's like, hey, and I felt bad because I know Wendell wanted me to say something about his hair because it looked fabulous. And then so Wendell leaves, and then Kim's like, she gets to go back to crying. Then Joshua's like, Ma, I need blah, 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 blah. And she's like, okay, go get it, Joshua. Then he just stands there behind her. Like,
just stands
there. He just stands there. And Kim's looking at me like, I want to finish crying.
But
Joshua wouldn't leave.
I could not finish.
Nothing worked out because that's what God didn't make you to cry.
I mean, do you need like a dedicated cry room or something? Like, should you get a cry, like convert a closet into like a cry room? Do you ever have those in church?
That's called a prayer room.
It's a prayer room, Chris.
It's where mothers take their kids to cry.
No,
they had a cry room at my church. I'm serious.
He's Catholic.
Were you Catholic?
Yeah.
Grew up Catholic. Yeah. So no, either way, let's get Kim some space.
She just needed, you know, and I think it was not so much the vaccine, it was hormonal. I think the vaccine, I don't know if it recoded your hormones.
It was recoded.
It was just a lot of stuff going on.
Did you say recoded?
Recoded.
That's horrible.
I think the vaccine recoded your DNA.
I had the second vaccine.
Yes. And it made you sick.
Bad. I had a horrible headache and I was sleepy. Remember, right, I could not wake up.
You were really sleepy.
And then last night I had insomnia. I said, this thing, I was wide awake and I never have insomnia. I took some melatonin, I was still sitting.
And that's why when I come over at 1 o'clock in the morning, because I finished doing stand up, and then you was complaining. Everything was just like a complaint. I came over so we could promote. We're doing a live comedy show virtually, and it's going to be live. I don't know why you're tripping. May 21st, and Chris can put it up. You can go to rushtix.com. Because it's going to be live Q&A and all of that other stuff. So.
And it's T-I-X, Rush.
RushTix, T-I-X.com. And I came over so we could promote it on our live. And you just were complaining. And I knew it was the COVID.
I had the
vaccine.
I had a headache. I drank a bunch of water because that really helped. My head hurt. I took a Tylenol. Drank a bunch of water all day. And it really made it feel better. But then again, that night I got sleepy again. Then I was up all night. And then today I woke up, still a headache.
That's why you're in a pissant mood right now.
I am not. I'm very pleasant. Aren't I pleasant, Chris?
I think this is a very pleasant start to the show. And the pre-show, everybody's firing on all cylinders. I'm excited to be here.
Well, question for you. Now that you have the vaccine, your second vaccine, do you feel a little bit more comfortable about being around people?
I feel like I just got out of jail.
Wow.
And my probation officer is still lurking.
Oh, you make a mistake.
the COVID. So I'm still cautious, but what I don't feel like is I'm going to die. There was a constant pressure of if I get it, because we don't know, it's a gamble. You know, are you going to die from the shot? Are you going to die from the, you know, it's a constant. What I feel though is that I can work. We've been working for a year and we haven't gotten it. Mm-hmm. And I still get tested. Everything is going to be the same. I think it's just another layer of protection.
Yeah.
I feel better because it's still the same amount of people at my house. I'm not having a big old party.
No, you always have the same people, and mm-hmm. those same people don't go around anybody. That's the one thing I don't want people thinking just have people coming in and out of your house because you don't.
It's the same people.
It's the same folks, and we get tested. I mean, it was one time we were both getting tested 6 times a week.
It was bad.
And let me tell you something. My nose is constantly running like I'm on cocaine because they're in my nose so much with that swab.
Yes.
So whenever I do my lives, I'm always wiping my nose. That's one of the downsides of it. But you got the vaccine. You got Moderna or Pfizer?
I got Moderna.
You got Moderna. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for Johnson & Johnson. I want one and done.
I'm going to call Areva Martin. That's what usually helps. She'll find it for you.
Okay, because I know that because being Jeffrey's caretaker, because he's got his unique challenges, mm-hmm. I'm eligible to get the shot. But it's funny because an actress texted me yesterday, a well-known actress, and she said, what do you think about it? She doesn't want to get it. And no judgment on anybody. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no scriptural or unscriptural. You got to do what you think is best for you. And I think, you know, Kim and I, we've done a lot of research on the vaccines. There's a lot of conspiracy theories, which I'm just not going to go with, because I think if I keep going with all of these theories, I'm going to be in fear. And what I want, and why I want to get the vaccine, and I think you too, is we just want to get back to a sense of normalcy. The more we stay in this quarantine, the more fear jumps on you. Mm-hmm. You don't want anybody in your house. You don't want to be around anybody. We start going, we're older. You don't want to travel. I mean, when I
have
to go.
That's how we make our money.
And this is how we make our money. We've got to get back on the road.
Yeah.
And I was on a plane going to Vancouver, and I just was fearful. And I don't want to feel like that anymore. Mm-hmm. The vaccines, and again, if you don't want to, that's on you. No judgment. But the vaccines put antibodies in your system so that if you come around somebody with COVID, you still can get COVID.
Yep.
You're not going to die. Your body is going to fight it because there's things in there. There's warriors that have been put in there in place to fight COVID. So you might not get the symptoms as severe. Right. And I know people keep going, well, so-and-so died from getting the vaccine. Very few. Yeah. It's so low.
And this is what a couple of people told me. It was interesting. They said, do you like to gamble? Are you a gambler?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you're doing. You're taking a gamble with your life because you're saying, if I get it, what will happen to me? And it's young people. I know people dying from COVID. So you don't know. It is a crapshot. You're taking a shot.
Right.
And they said, if you're a gambler. Now, if you're not a gambler, you take the shot because that's a guarantee.
Right.
So that's the difference. If you're a gambler, you don't have to get the shot.
And I know, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying, like this actress said to me, she said, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to wait and see how it affects everybody else. You're not going to be able to see for another 10 years if somebody's walking around with a third testicle. It's not. You're not going to find out in 2 weeks if this is, something went wrong. You know, for me, I'm not trying to have kids. My uterus, I have closed shop, but I haven't had the surgery to close shop. So it's just like, I just want to get back to knowing that if I go around some folks, I'm at least a little bit protected.
Right.
The concern I do have a little bit is like, Jeffrey's going to be 16 and he can get it. I'm still wavering on if I'm going to let my baby get it. But I just feel like they're going to start requiring you to have this for different things like travel. Because when I tell you, when I went to Vancouver, they are so strict. Do you think that I never thought the government could tell you that you had to stay in a hotel and quarantine for 3 days and a hotel near the airport, that the government could tell you couldn't go outside, that they would, they come to your door and check on you. There's an app you have to download in Canada, and every 3 days you have to check in with the government. And if you don't,
they come
and check on you. So if people say, well, they can't require you to get the vaccine,
they don't have to. Pretty soon, you might want to have to get it.
I think it's just they're going to make it a little bit difficult.
Yes. You're going to attach it to your passport.
Wear a card. You didn't think they would make you get a license saying you got a new license.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you have to get now, is this new license. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they made it very hard for you to travel without being vaccinated.
And even just to tell people this, the problem truly is the COVID itself has long-term effects. They have not created any medicine to handle the long-term effects of COVID because they're so busy working on the vaccine. So how, if you have, it causes inflammation around the heart, it has blood clots, all kind of things. If you get the COVID, yeah, you might come through, but the long-term effects, some people haven't gotten their taste or smell back, and they don't have medicine to fix that yet. And they said, the scientists,
because they've been working so hard on just getting
working
it.
On the vaccine and saving people. They don't have time to say, we're going to make this medicine to help with the COVID effects, long-term effects. Mm. So that's another reason why you're like, you know what? I better get the vaccine.
Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Unky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
to syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.
Yeah, I'm definitely, like I said, I want the Johnson & Johnson. So I'm glad that you're feeling better.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm feeling much better. I feel regular. Like, I can go to work tomorrow and everything.
You know what I think this vaccine has done for you? What? It's made you focus.
Oh, it could have helped a little ADD.
Yeah, maybe that vaccine, shoot.
Well, because I'm tired. But what it did is one thing I do suggest before you take the vaccine, take all your vitamins every day.
Oh.
I've been taking this vitamin for 2-3 weeks, this liquid vitamin. And I believe it helped me when the vaccine hit. My body is
I hate
stronger.
That you give out this liquid vitamin. You're not going to tell people what it is. You haven't told me what it is. You're supposed to have been sending me a picture. Okay. Now, maybe the vaccine didn't help her. You're supposed to have been sending me a picture. Is it a liquid multivitamin? Is it for men? Is it for women? Is it for...
It's my girlfriend.
Oh, your girlfriend made it from the bark of a tree and some roots.
No. Don't laugh. Chris.
Pinch of garlic. Sure.
See, this is what it's called. We have to go.
Is it like valerian root?
But it has everything in it. It's crazy.
I'm trying to keep us a little bit focused, so I'm crossing off
vaccine.
Okay,
so it is called, look at all that it has in it. It has everything in it.
What does it have in it?
Okay, so this liquid vitamin, which has been very helpful. Okay. I don't know how to use an Apple phone.
I know it's so irritating when you try to do that. Just hit type a X in the message field.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and then send it.
Send it to the person?
Yeah, just okay.
They're like, why she sent a Z to me?
That's okay. Now just go back up and then now you can.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you do on Apple.
That's why whenever you get those weird messages from me and it's like an X, I'm trying to pull up a picture.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Now what you're going to get, the person's going to be like, why did you send an X
yes.
on my phone?
Oh, I didn't know that. How did you figure that out?
I don't know.
It has vitamin A, D, E, cherry juice, zinc, a bunch of stuff. But my girlfriend, she is called...
It's called Valet 30. How do you say
that? That Valet 30.
V-A-L-E with the apostrophe over mm-hmm. the E, 30, the number 30.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her.
Okay, well, I'm doing a podcast. You don't have to call her. I just said what it was.
But all right. Can we get the website?
Yeah, we will. I'm assuming if you Google it.
Well, no, because I think it's her website. I think it's her.
Okay.
It's her thing. Okay. Hey.
Greatest
grandmother. That's what we
How are you?
I'm good. You're on me and Sherry's podcast. What's the name of that vitamin? Where can people get it? Just tell them.
You can get it at Tavia. TAVA.com. If you want to go intermediate,
is it Tava or Tavia?
Is it your website? Give your information.
Okay, let me get up and get that.
This is now you don't know your own stuff. We on a podcast.
Lord. Of course I know, but I want to make sure I'm correct now. Don't be putting me on blast because you know I'm not stable.
Did she say she's not
they
stable?
They might be getting any kind of information.
Please don't say
me.
That as we're promoting your product that you have to ingest into your body. You know I'm not stable.
Chris?
But this, the vitamin makes me much more.
Tell her about the vitamin. Tell Sherry what the vitamin did for you.
Y'all been friends for so
210%. Sherry, let me tell you. I was in chronic pain from an injury I received at work for the last 10 to 12 years. I mean, ambulating with a crutch, wearing a boot, couldn't stand up straight, couldn't ambulate for long distances. Back hurt, Achilles hurt, knees hurt, side hurt, everything hurt. I started taking Ballet 30.
Okay.
And within 8 days, I woke up one morning, and I mean, my testimony makes me want to cry. Nothing was hurting.
That's true.
Nothing was hurting. And I thought maybe I had passed on and gone to heaven. I had a new body. I mean, and for years, I slept on a couch because I'm a bad sleeper, and I don't have anybody to keep me in one place. So I slept on the sofa so I wouldn't move so much and wake up and not even be able to walk. So I slept on the couch because if I move too much, I'm going to end up on the floor. But I'm telling you, I started taking the product late October, early November, woke up 7 days later, no pain. You can get the product LS Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S, 03.TAVA lifestyle.com.
Okay, we'll put that up.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. And Kim evidently is working for you.
Yep. Thank you. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I've been taking it for a couple weeks, and I got the vaccine on Friday, and I was worried about everyone saying that second vaccine gonna take you out. I really think taking this vitamin prepared my body. I was sleepy. I did have a headache, but there's two things. I was supposed to get another cortisone shot in my back. I canceled it because I was like, because it was really painful a couple times, but just now I have not, like I usually take a Tylenol every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I canceled the shot. I said, I must see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what's going to happen. So thank you so much. I think it'll help a lot of people out there. Chris is going to put up the site for this liquid vitamin. Sit it by your bed. I do what you tell me, and I take a cap every morning before I get out of bed.
I'm telling you, everyone that I've introduced the product to has become, it's like a crutch. No pun intended. You won't need a crutch if you take the vitamin.
I'm going to order some and tell you how it is.
Because Sherry works a lot, and she's tired a lot. I have to talk to her on the phone to get her home. Girl, thank you. We're going to finish this podcast. I'll call you later.
Okay, and I'm going to send you a picture of my card. And I got Joshua's shirt. I'm going to get that in the mail this week.
All right, thanks, honey. All right.
Love you much, yeah. Here's to healthier us, y'all.
All right, bye. She said here's to healthier us.
That's right. All right. So we're going to put that information up for you, Valet 30 at lshaynes03.tavalifestyle.com. We're going to put that up for you. And it'd be interesting if you guys do decide to order. Kim's, what's her name, Tava?
Lisa.
Lisa. This Lisa's friend, Kim's friend, Lisa, said it has helped her through a multitude of stuff. And Kim has been taking it. It has helped her. I'm going to order it and see how it feels because I am tired all the time.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sleepy driving.
Yes.
When you
work so much and you get up so early. I do the same thing.
You get up early, too. You get up at 4.
I do.
I get up at 2, I think. Twice this week.
No, I get up at 4. So I was saying, if this is helping me not be, I'm still a little exhausted, but I used to come home, take a nap, but I haven't had to.
Mm-hmm.
But physically, you know, my back was really hurting, and energy-wise, it's been in my system for a couple weeks. I still have a half a bottle. It lasts for probably about 30 days. And it's liquid. We don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
I want you to, because you're working on several things. You have 3 or 4 shows. Why don't you tell them about
them? Are you jumping around and going out of order?
Oh,
but okay.
I didn't know there was order. I figured it's our podcast. We could do what we want to do.
Okay, we can within it. All right. I'm going to go with you.
I wish it would grow my edges back.
I want to go back because we're going to forget
okay,
to
go
do
ahead.
This. Last week, we had a guest on our show, Monique Kelly, who is a dating expert. She has a book called Reality in Chaos, and a few people ordered it.
I don't think it's called Reality in Chaos. Is it? Oh, maybe you
thought
right.
It was.
I think it was called
Reality
Relationships.
No, it was Reality. No.
Okay, my bad.
You want to bet some money?
It's Reality and Chaos is the name. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I was trying to.
That's why
money.
She remembers her line.
That's why you're all improv. I get it.
Kim is all improv. I'm very scripted. That's you have summed it up. I'm very, yes. very scripted. Kim is all improv. I like to go by. That's why I don't like working with her on no daggone yes. sitcoms and stuff, because she is so. Kim likes to go off the book and just get to making up her own stuff. And I'm sitting there going, that's not in the script. Okay. I memorize lines and I go, I want to do the subtexting. You know, you see how I'm feeling. Her and Marlon Wayans are improvers to their heart. Jamie Foxx, I like going by the book. So you sum it up. But Monique Kelly is a dating expert with a book called Reality and Chaos. And she was giving us a lot of scenarios. I got a lot of questions from our listeners. So we have got to bring on Monique. We got to bring Monique Kelly back, as well as yes. a relationship expert. What is her name?
Diane Valentine.
Diane Valentine, who is a relationship expert. Yeah. And I want you to hear me now. I have seen your comments, ladies who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. We have those listeners as fans, and I have written them down, your questions about dating when you're in your 60s, about having physical intimacy when you're older, because there's certain positions that we can't get in. It was really...
You can't get in. Is that what they said?
No, because Kim, look at it.
Oh,
your
know,
friend
I
is taking Valet 30 for uh-huh. different ailments. If you're in your 60s, there's certain things. It's like, you know, your knees. You're not trying to be doing it doggy style. Your knees are hurting.
Oh, that's fine.
You're not trying to, you know, if you get in a position where you straddling, that's hard.
I ain't never been a straddle.
I am.
I'm not. I ain't never been able to
I am.
Splits.
I'm sorry. Well, this is about to turn nasty for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a position where, you know, when
Sherry,
you're younger,
I don't think you're, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt you. I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. I've been seeing all these Instagram videos. You can do every dance move on the planet. Don't.
Who, Kim?
You. Look.
Be smart. Be a smart ass this morning.
No, what I'm saying is.
You heard that, Chris. I'm
there's
slapped.
A position. No, some things are just dancing and having sex. Sexual positions are two different things, Chris. But what I'm saying is there's a position that when you're younger, you probably did. Where if a man is laying there on the bed, you're straddling him, you're facing opposite him. So you're straddling him. It's a lot of work on your knees as you're going up and down, you're bouncing up and down. You never did that position.
I'm not telling none of my stuff.
Okay, well, that position as you get older can be hard on your knees.
I can't even get on my knees.
Oh, well, then this is why.
No, let me tell you why.
I'm not saying nothing.
No, you know what it is? It's not my knees are bad. They don't fold real good. And they're like, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, maybe that Valet 30 will help you. You need to. We'll talk about
try.
That.
I'm going to try.
Try and see the Valet 30 of it. Well, I'm just saying that we have older listeners who, and a lot of these folks were anonymous because it's a little embarrassing
to
talk about being single. There was one woman who was like, I'm in my 60s. I'm out there trying to date again. How do I not get hurt? So I thought having the relationship expert and Monique Kelly come back would be amazing. Yes. But when she came on, I thought, what did you think about her? I thought she was very good.
Oh, Monique was very good. She's direct. She has answers. She doesn't have to think about it. She's been doing this for a while. So I believe that she'll be good for us and for our listeners. And then we'll have Diane Valentine come on. She was on Pop with me. See, there's different. There's a dating expert and then there's a relationship expert.
Right.
She said that's two different things, because even Monique Kelly said, she's like, I'm not a relationship expert. I'm a dating expert. So yeah. There is a difference.
So this one's a relationship expert. It's interesting because since that has transpired, I have had a few, because I figure if I'm going to try to practice dating.
First of all, get your little numbers right. Were you about to tell our audience you have had a few suitors? A few? That's like three.
Okay, well.
She had one.
Okay, first of all.
I said suitors. How old is that term? Suitors.
I love how you called me out in front of 15 to 20,000 people. Instead of when the podcast is over going, it wasn't a few, it was one.
No.
Then I would explain to you why I said a few.
No, we keep it real on this podcast. I right, tell the people. Tell
okay,
the people.
First of all, I'm embarrassed because you just called me a liar. But the reason I see, I see you, now I'm all embarrassed. Now I got to explain it.
Explain.
The reason why I said a few was because I didn't want the one to know that I was talking about them.
Oh, my bad. A few.
Oh, see, this is the problem. As long as we've been friends, I'm not going to lie for no reason.
Are you
kidding? Oh, jeez, and here we go again. Now you want to correct me again on the air.
All right, I'm sorry. You're right. I forgot. You did have that other dude.
No, don't do it now. Okay. It's just one. Now, I didn't want the one. It's just lying. We already started talking, so now I sound stupid. But anyway, since then, someone
introduced you to somebody.
Introduced me to somebody.
Yes.
And
I even introduced you to somebody, remember?
You did.
That's right.
And immediately he was cute. Yes, okay. he was very good looking. And immediately I was just like, I can't do this. I'm too busy. And Kim's friend who we're bringing on, Diane Valentine, mm-hmm. Diane Valentine, the relationship expert, said, what did she say to tell me?
She said to tell Sherry she's going to be too busy being by herself.
She did say that.
She said, you will be too busy being alone and you have to look at it as a job. And she said, you need to serial date. She said, you don't have to get one person. You have to date, or like, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. You don't practice. You don't go out.
And I said, what am I practicing? Because I know how to talk.
First of all, you do. That's the problem. You talk too much. You need to practice listening to a man, being kind, seeing if
and
you like
a lot of people would say that because they complained so much this time that I wouldn't let Chris speak. So it is the practice. But I just felt like I'm so busy to take time out to practice listening to somebody.
You have to. I mean, even serial dating, to take in some goodness for yourself, for someone to say, oh, you're so pretty or you're so funny. When do you get that? Because you're so busy. You got to pour into yourself.
Well, I do pour into myself. That's why.
Why, you sitting in front of the mirror? Yeah, look at me. Look at Sherry. She's so cute. Look at my teeth. Ooh, my eyes are big.
But that's like a mantra. In order, you pouring into yourself.
Ain't nobody got time to be pouring yourself when you can have a man pouring into you or a girl, whatever you're going to date. I don't know the hell. What I'm saying is this. Go out and let someone pour into you, even if it's let me pay, because you pay for everything. Unless you're with me, then you make me pay. So let a man open the door for you. This is just like when we say wellness, when we talk about doing things for ourselves, getting massages. It's the same thing, being treated well. One couple of hours, once a week, serial date, go out, enjoy yourself. That's what it's about. This is part of wellness.
You know, it's very interesting because I've never looked for a man to validate. Well, I've gotten out of the looking to a man to validate me because I'm used to validating my own self. So I'm cool. But it's an uncomfortable feeling when a man does do that.
Right.
Because my senses go, what do you want?
Because you're in practice.
Because I haven't practiced.
Yeah. What do you want? That's the first thing
I go to, what do you want?
What do you want? Oh, he thinks I'm pretty.
Mm-hmm. He must want something. He must want something. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. He must want something.
So you obviously look in the mirror and see a troll.
No, I don't. No, okay. I don't see a troll at all.
You see the Crypt Keeper?
No, I don't see the, not nowhere near do I see the Crypt Keeper.
Then when a man says you're pretty.
I just go, because I've had that experience of some, and especially where we are, men will come because they want something.
Yeah, they want some of that thing. Of course they want something.
They want some of that thing, but they also want things. So it is not like people don't know, Kim, who we are. And they know, you know, it's just a mistrust, I think. I don't think men are bad. My mind tends to go there. When you are very complimentary, da, 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 unless you're on a level that's at me or higher than me, mm-hmm. then I think, okay, well, you got your own stuff, so you don't want anything.
Right.
But even in all this talking that I'm doing, I go, yeah, I need to go out and practice,
yes.
Which I am going to do. I will update you guys next week if we talk, if he calls me to go out.
Sorry, that's the COVID shot.
Oh, no.
Okay. You did it in your hand, elbow.
My elbow is stuck.
Ooh, my elbow was ashy.
Like my knees, okay? So I couldn't bend my elbow. I did put it in my hand a little bit.
Ew, that's disgusting. Yeah. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
That hand sanitizer.
I don't know. Here it is. Okay, so we talked about Monique Kelly. We're going to have Diane Valentine on, who's a relationship expert. So I'm telling you guys now, if you have any questions for the relationship expert about dating, anything, even stuff that you wanted to ask Monique, we can ask Diane so she can answer. I'm really excited. Our podcast is airing the day after Kim's guest starring episode on Call Your Mother aired. But you can stream it on, I believe, Hulu On Demand. It's Call Your Mother on ABC with Kira Sedgwick.
And it came out yesterday,
but it will be available for you to stream. And I have to say this, Kim Whitley, they've been promoing you a lot.
I know. I was like, thank you, y'all.
Yeah, she's been getting promoted a lot, and she plays the mother of one of the characters on the show.
And
she's
a very different role for me.
Very judgmental. Even the clothes they had you in is something you never wear.
Even the hairstyle.
Your hairstyle. They pulled it back into she's a very severe, judgmental woman. And she was so funny. And this is what I love about Kim. And I got to work with her because I'm in the show as well with Kim. She was so nervous about her lines. Yeah. Kim, and I'm going to retell this story because it just came back to me. When they came and offered Kim the role.
Kim said,
she was like,
talking too much. That's what I did.
She was like, I don't want the role. And they came back to her and she was like, Sherry, and this is what she told them, folks at the show. She was like, you know, at where I am now, I'm looking for something that's going to, you know, that I can sink my teeth into, a character I can sink my teeth into, or something that's going to get me an award nomination.
That's what
she said.
Why'd I say that?
I love that kind of talk. That kind of talk is like stepping out on faith, and that's the boss talk, okay? So I love it. But when they did write her more stuff, because that's what she was complaining about, they ain't got no lines. And I said, Kim, get the role, because it's a big character. Once you get in there, they're going to see how funny you are. They're going to give you more lines. But she had to go and say all of that. So they wrote her more stuff. Then she's like, Sherry, too many lines. I can't remember all this stuff. I can't remember all these lines. Look at all of this dialogue. And I said, but you said you wanted something you could sink your teeth into. She said, you know I ain't mean all that. You know I ain't mean that. Okay, so now she's panicking now.
Panic.
Because Kim don't like doing the work. She just want to get out there and be funny.
That's all.
That's why she improvs so much. Because most of the time she improvs, she doesn't want to know her lines. I know all my lines. Kim don't know her lines.
You went up on your lines. Went up means when you mess up. She messed up on her lines a couple times. Don't be confused. Line.
But I'm not afraid to say line. Kim's zone out. Kim don't want to tell people she can't remember.
I zone out.
Kim get that little glazed look in her eyes.
What's the glaze?
You just zone for a second. Then you come back.
So
but she's brilliant
funny.
In her weirdness. She's brilliant.
I do glaze. I'll be like, stuck like a deer stuck in headlights.
I just knew Kira Sedgwick was going to come to me later and be like, is everything okay with your friend? But she was really funny. And it's on demand. And you knew your lines, but Kim is like, she's got to carry around her script. She's so crazy. Nervous that she's going to forget. And I was like, Kim, you know this. It is a muscle. It is what we do.
I hadn't used the muscle like you use it every week.
Use it enough. Even if I don't use it every week, it's a muscle. You have to trust in the fact that you do remember. Like, I always had a problem with doing talk shows. I would get so nervous being a guest on talk shows because I thought, oh my God, I'm not going to be funny. And who got me over this? Yvette Nicole Brown.
Really?
Yes. Yvette Nicole Brown said, you got to trust that God gave you the gift of funny, that it's not magically going to go away or come back. It's always there. It's like water in a well. You just have to pull it up. It's there. And
water in a well. There are some wells that are dried up. So I don't know about that.
There goes the negativity. I was not saying that wells are dried up.
Well, I mean, more water in a toilet. Because, you know, the toilet is a constant.
My toilet got shit in it. I don't want to think of no toilet.
Well, our life got shit in it. So I'd rather use the toilet.
Can I just be positive?
Go ahead. Sorry.
So Yvette Nicole Brown, who's an actress at Yvette Nicole Brown, she said, you just have to trust that he's giving you what you need for that moment. And after that, I just, whenever I go on a talk show, the thing I don't worry about is me being funny. I did Good Morning America a couple days ago. And I knew, they said, you got 5 minutes.
That's it.
I knew I had to promote this documentary I am in on FX. I knew I had to promote this movie that was coming out on Netflix. But I knew that I needed to be funny. And I just was like, what is it that I'm going to do?
In 5 minutes.
And not even five. I got 30 seconds. And I
had to go from...
But I mean, I only got 30 seconds for a joke.
Right, the rest
saying.
Of the stuff is
the rest of the stuff. I have to. You, yeah. They're called must do's. If you don't promote it, advertising would be made. You're going to be in trouble. But you still got to be funny. Mm-hmm. And I remember I'm looking at the segment before, and they had this woman talking about how the stuff that you buy off Instagram, the fashions, they're usually really cheap, and you get scammed. And so I remember that wig that I bought that smells like gasoline.
Yes.
So I said. I got on there with TJ Holmes, who's so fine. I got on there with them, Amy Robach and Wit. And I said, by the way, so-and-so said something about getting scammed on Instagram. I bought a wig and it smelled just like gasoline. That sucker came from the oil fields. And every time you wear it, you feel like you want to fuel up your car. Every time I go by Shell Station, I think that wig going to blow up that I got off Instagram.
First of all, did you say it in that preacher voice? That was really loud. Yeah, that's how she is on Good Morning America. Just she turned into another person. Well, I tell you, she'd be real colored. When you buy that wig, it's a gasoline in the hand go. She is a preacher.
I should. That's exactly why I said it.
Jesus.
Because if I say it like this, you know, I bought a wig that smelled like gasoline, TJ and Amy Robach, and I got this 30 seconds to do this joke, and it. That's not funny.
I bought this wig. Every time I go by Shell Station,
it feel like blow I blow up. It feel like, yeah, that's what we said.
Watch me on Netflix.
I did sound like that.
Oh, my God. I know you do. I've been with you on the podcast.
Telling the host to take it to the mountain.
Yes. I never thought I sounded like a preacher. Deacon. It's just a deacon. It's just I have energy. But I'm just saying, you got to trust Kim, that you got what you need, because this is the field that God has us in. God ain't gonna all of a sudden go, angels, y'all didn't tell me Kim had all this dialogue. I would have, oh my gosh, how's she gonna remember it? God, don't panic. He gave you the gift. You just have to trust that you gonna, when you need to use it, it's going to be there. And not be so fearful that, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna, you are going to remember it. You are going to get in there. And you might have to say lying.
Very seldom do I say lying. I think of something, I don't know if something happened to me, but I'm afraid, even when I did the Ray Romano show.
On HBO.
Oh God, there were so many lines in this character.
She played a nun who was a spy. Yes. Ray Romano.
And it's a dramedy, so it's not really a comedy. And I saw myself in ADR, I was like, oh Lord. Should have lost 20 more pounds. But yeah, I don't look good with my hair back. I look like my brother. So,
me too.
Yeah. So I worry about that. But yeah, I definitely trust. This is what I can't stand about this heifer. You know, Chris, when people lose weight and all of a sudden they can sit in the chair, like their whole body. Yeah. You ain't seen no fat ass before. Putting her leg up because she couldn't get a leg up because her stomach was in the way.
It was.
Now she gonna sit there and put her leg up on the chair and I
get my shit. You got bad knees. It's not because you can't get your leg in the chair. It's just your knee. You lost. She's got her foot on top of my knee. I got my knee up to my chest.
Hold up.
For the listeners.
Let me put mine up.
It's those little things.
Yeah, it's true. Like you can tie shoes. I can put my leg up.
You've lost 20 pounds on WW.
I got to lose some more and get my leg up in that chair.
I'm down 18 pounds, maybe 19 now.
Really?
Yeah.
You're catching up with a bit.
With healthy weight. So, Kim, you can go for the health journey. You can go to www.com. For me, healthywage.com/Sherry.
www.com/Kim, K-Y-M.
Oh, okay, /Kim. Sorry about that. And in healthy wage, you can win money if you lose weight. So with this one, you made a video on your Instagram. You said it's the little things. You know, when you are a certain size, you always dream about certain things.
Yes.
And when you lose the weight and you're able to do it, it means so much. For you, you talked about the clavicle bone.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
You show your clavicle bone. Kim is showing her clavicle bone. Look, I see it.
But I got to do like this to get it out. It still got meat over it.
But you lost enough weight where you could see your clavicle bone, and that meant a lot to you. For me, losing weight, I would always see those girls who were super skinny,
yes,
and they would put their knee up to their chest, and like they were like thinking, that. And they would sit with their knee up to their chest, and I always try to do it, but my thighs and my stomach was so big, I couldn't. So I did it just now, and this is the first time I've done it, yep. And it felt really like amazing.
Oh no, I saw a girl. What'd you say, Chris?
You save so much time after you've lost weight, because whenever you're heavier, you spend a good 5 minutes inspecting the chair before you sit down to make sure you're not going to sit down.
As somebody who's
in peak shape, I'm 230 pounds. Like you get used to checking out the chairs and where you're sitting.
I have been the recipient of when something broke a chair that,
yeah, you are careful, or if you can fit in the chair, your hips. I had a girl on the airplane sit there and get in the seat and cross her legs.
On an airplane.
She sat there and put her legs up in the chair. Like, I want to be able to do that. It might have been first class.
See, I'm afraid. I wonder if that's first class. I'm afraid to do that on a plane, because if you can put your leg up on an airplane seat, what if they put the seat back? You're going to be stuck.
You're
going to be like, sir, can you move your chair forward? Please, sir. And you know, once the person moves their chair back, they don't move it back up on the plane. They just become
up. I haven't been on a plane in so long, I'm afraid to go back to flying.
But I'm going to tell you, when I went to Vancouver, after I got over the initial fear, Kim, it was fine. I kept my mask on.
I wasn't about to hold it. It's the air pockets. That turbulence.
Oh, we talked about this. I told you a flight attendant said to me one time, if you're going through turbulence and it's really bad, look at the flight attendants. If they don't look like they're scared.
I've been knowing that. Yes.
If they don't look like they're scared, they've been through it before. She also said
all
to me.
All the flight attendants are high.
Don't put that on flight attendants.
I'll be listening for the pilot to come out. No.
I don't want him to say no, because he's trying to control the plane.
No, I don't want him to say
the flight attendant also said, I said, you don't get with these air pockets and your head be hitting the ceiling. Yes. She said, no, picture speed bumps on the freeway. She said, all we're doing is going over speed bumps in the sky.
Yeah.
That's all they are, speed bumps in the sky. When she said that, I'm fine with the turbulence.
Did I tell you the time that we were coming back? When it's the hotter it is, the more turbulence, because the heat is rising. So okay. Arizona, Vegas, very hard to land. Bumpity bump, if you think about the heat, they said the heat is keeping the plane up and they're trying to go through it. We're trying to land coming through Arizona. I'll never forget, we're on Southwest. Me and Joshua, he must have been, 2 or 3? I'm talking about, it was one of the worst turbulence I've been in.
It was bad.
This boy, and I'm talking about, a pin could drop. It was so silent in that plane because everybody is white knuckled, holding on. And all of a sudden, Joshua says, "Wee!"
I'm sure he put everybody at ease.
He did. Then he said, again, wee! And when the plane landed, everyone was like, where is that baby?
Oh, they said, see how God sends you something?
Yeah, they said he really put it in perspective. Everyone wanted to see him.
See, and it shows you perspective and filter, the way we see things. Your son saw it as being on a roller coaster, a fun ride.
Yes.
You saw it as, oh my God, we're going to die.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Amazing.
And you live.
And we live.
So wow.
Perspective,
it's like
on this day,
changing your perspective. Okay, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
All right, sorry.
We're not talking about the day because it gives me agita.
First of all, what word is that one, Sherry?
I the same word I used last week. Agita, anxiety.
She could just say, I am anxiety.
There is, we're going through these and I like it. Okay, let's talk about the hot topic here. Jackson.
Jackson.
Because he got an X. That's when I was like, oh, something wrong with him.
You might be thinking of the Jansen Karp guy, the guy who found the shrimp in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Did you see that?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Okay, yes. This is, we ain't going to, because that's disgusting. We're going to talk about Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson is an influencer. Derek Jackson is 31 years old. He's got 1 million followers on Instagram. Derek Jackson has built his career giving advice on relationships to mainly women. Okay. So he's always talked about being in relationships. You know, this is how you, you know, have to stay in a relationship. He's married. That's his wife, Denia Jackson. Mm-hmm. They've been married since, I don't know.
12 years? No, I'm not making that up.
No, I don't think it's been 12 years, but 2018, I think they've been married a few years. Okay. So they've been married for at least 5 years or more.
And they got kids.
And they believe they have children. He's got books out. So he's got his brand is relationships.
And he has a deal with TD Jakes.
Okay.
They deal with TD Jakes.
Unless you're in the relationship space.
Yes.
All right, that's a lot of money.
God, you know, they're all about what God does.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
As he's an influencer, when he talks about relationships, he uses a lot of scriptures and things to encourage women and men to be in successful relationships. Well, a woman named Candace Medeiros got on Unwind with Tasha K, who I love. She's a blogger, and she always got the tea. She came out and she said that she had been having an affair with
Derek.
With Derek Jackson. And it then
It blew up.
So Derek Jackson
because he's been chastising people. He's not just giving you relationship.
Yeah, he gets some people got on John Gray, the pastor, who had, it was alleged that he had two affairs, emotional affairs, because John Gray said he never slept with the women, but it was two separate affairs, and he was found out. So,
having an emotional affair with Chris. Yeah,
You're having an emotional affair with Chris.
Right.
It feels like a lot of pre-planning.
Yes.
So, Derek Jackson, he chastised John Gray. And pretty harshly.
We've got a picture of both of them.
John Gray is a pastor.
Can you show John Gray? He is a pastor.
And he had that show on OWN.
He had a show on the Book of Gray. So this is John Gray.
Yes.
Derek Jackson is on the left. So he chastised John Gray because he had these emotional affairs. It got so bad that even John Gray's wife, Aventer, chastised Derek Jackson. So that's Aventer and John Gray. That's his wife. She got on the IG Live and said, what you're not going to do is go after my husband. And she made the comment. She says, you have only been married a couple of years, so you can't possibly be chastising us. Call me and talk about it.
And
okay.
This was all back
in 2018. Yes, 2018. All right. So now it has come out that this woman, Candace Medeiros, has said she was having an affair. Some other women. So he took to doing a live with his wife. Show that picture of him and his wife again, Chris. Denia. And he said Derek Jackson has had several affairs, emotional, physical. I've sinned.
Wait a minute. First of all, let me explain. Since we're not playing the videos, you listeners and viewers might look it up, because we're not going to play this fool stuff again. He's talking in the third person.
Yeah, he said Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson.
Chris is saying something.
No, I was just. Ugh, that's gross.
Yeah, so he was talking in a third person.
Yes.
He said he apologized. He was holding his wife's hand, Denia's.
No, he was gripping.
He was gripping it so tight.
Her knuckles were white.
Now, she came in also and she spoke. She talked a lot about what she said was this had happened a while ago. She said she left the marriage for almost a year.
Okay.
That she left. She actually filed for divorce, but she withdrew it. She said she only came back once she saw that he had changed. So this was now coming up, you know, months and months later. They have worked. She said they have both been to counseling and had worked on this issue, and now it was surfacing up. So that might have been why he sounded so like matter of fact, because this just didn't happen. They have been working on it. She came back in the marriage.
No. Let me update you. Okay, this is stuff that happened before.
Okay.
And they were talking. Keep that picture up one more second. Let's deal with this picture first, Chris. Ain't nobody mad with the bonnet on her head.
Say what she's wearing, because we have people listening to us.
She got on a sweatshirt, black sweatshirt, gray pants, and a bonnet on her head and some glasses. She looked like one of them handmaids people.
She does. It looked like she was in the kitchen. Down. It looked like she was in the kitchen cleaning. And he said, come here, babe. We need to do something.
No, you let her get fixed up. You're going to put her in front of all these people. Because when she got married, she's a beautiful girl.
She's a beautiful girl. But see, now what bothers me a little bit, and we're not saying Denia, that you got to get dressed for anybody on social media.
No.
We're just saying the way you want to present yourself. The way you want to present yourself. She did another subsequent video.
With a bonnet on her head?
No, she had a cap on her hair with some of her hair coming out of the cap. Now, I can't talk about you because I just did a cooking video. I had my hair in a ponytail. But it saddened me a little bit at the way she presented herself because it said to me a little... And I'm
that she's been beat down.
That you've been beat down. Not beaten up. No physical. But just sometimes your spirit and your emotions can be beat down. And I say this from a woman who was married, who had been cheated on, who decided to leave. Because she was like, you know, people are telling me, why don't I leave? Why am I forgiving him and taking him back? She used the Bible a lot.
Yes.
You know what?
And I think she said the bonnet is the hat of Jesus. Yep. Okay, there's a lot of little details.
Okay,
there's a lot going on
so,
right here.
All right, if the bonnet is a hat of Jesus, well, we got this hair on. This is the hat of Jesus too.
Okay.
But where I felt sad for her, and you have to update us, is when you are in a relationship and a marriage and your husband cheats. Now, she said, which was really interesting, Kim, she left and she came back. She said they had this this convo in 12 years. She's at peace. She said she's fully at peace. Now, she made mention, she said, I told you before we got married that if you cheated on me again, I was going to leave you. Uh-huh. I caught that. And she said, the next time you cheat will be the last.
So he was cheating prior.
Prior to y'all getting married. Wow. And the reason why this made me sad watching you, the way you looked, like I said, you don't have to present yourself beautiful for nobody but yourself. Mm-hmm. But it said to me, your spirit is tired.
Yes.
Like when a man cheats on you, your husband, every time he cheats on you, Kim,
it takes a little bit more out of you.
It takes
Don't feel as worthy. And that's what she looks like. She looks like she's been taking a little chipping at her. Like she's not good enough for him to go out.
And as much as you say, and I will never tell anybody not to use the Bible to make their circumstances better, because our faith in God is so strong. But sometimes we get in that place where we use our Christianity, our religion to hide behind. Like a lot of women will say, I'm going to stick with him because the Bible say, and I'm a forgive him, and he still keep cheating. But meanwhile, it's chipping away at your spirit, at your soul, to where sometimes you don't even feel like getting out of bed and doing nothing and fixing yourself up because you're so beat down. Because
she's beat down.
And that's what I saw. And we're not talking about her in a bad way of what we're saying, what it looked like, her spirit.
Yes.
Because when she did the subsequent follow-up, she had the baseball cap, hair was kind of untangled. Mm-hmm. She had just had put on any old thing, you know, and I'm going, you just didn't look like you felt good
about herself.
Now you can,
because you know why? Another video comes out, and I forgot, it's another podcast.
Okay.
I should have had the name for it, but another podcast came out. There's a doctor, and I think they live in Atlanta.
Okay.
That he's been fooling around with for a year.
A doctor?
A doctor at the Atlanta hospital, whatever it was.
Is she married the doctor?
No, the doctor's not married. She's been fooling around with him for a year. He told her.
Like recently?
Yes, this just came out. Oh, he told her that he was leaving his wife. They weren't together. You know that happens because she's so busy being a doctor. And he's been shooting videos. And she's on there telling him. She said he didn't shot his podcast at my house. You see that? You can tell. Wait a minute. Not only that, she was pregnant. The doctor got pregnant. And she said, I'm going to get rid of the baby. He said, don't. Get rid of the baby. It's all back and forth. She got rid of the baby. All this happened recently.
Unwind with Tasha K.
What'd you say?
Unwind with Tasha K was the show that this came from. Last time I saw Derek was the 18th of March last week. She disclosed Tasha K. Let's see. I've never been to his house. I've never been to a penthouse or anything. He always came to my home. If you look in all his videos that he's uploaded, my front balcony is in the back of his videos. It's the white arches. That's my home. And then basically said, on March 22nd is whenever he did that video.
You know, so, I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
This
March 18th.
March 18th is just last week. This is what I'm going to say. And I tell you, when I looked at Denia sitting there with what she had on, she hadn't done her hair. She got this bonnet on. Like when your man cheat on you, and especially when you're married and you got kids, and I'm not telling anybody to leave. It just chips away at your spirit where you feel like you try to smile, but you start feeling like your self-esteem, your confidence level.
But now it's public.
And now it's public. This woman is out here defending this man. And let me tell you something. He got a brand. He makes his money off telling people how to make their relationships better. He makes his money off of preaching to women. Because women, for some reason, and I'm guilty of this myself, when a man starts talking about what a woman needs to do to get a man, we be like this. We be listening.
That's Sherry. I don't listen to none of y'all. Yeah,
well, you, because you got testosterone.
I don't listen to none of y'all ninjas. Y'all don't know what you're talking about. I know too many of y'all that ain't worth a damn.
So I'm going to say me, because I got a lot of books written by men. Steve Harvey freaking went into a 9th printing of his book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman, or Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Man. Because women, we want to know, what are we doing? We're listening to you men and tell us how to attract a man. So a lot of times, men can make a lot of money off talking and preaching to women. That is his brand. He, you know, I believe that he came out saying, you know, Derrick Jackson is sorry, because your brand is affected, that your money is affected.
First of all, that if him talking in the third person, y'all shouldn't listen to him. That's crazy. That's a narcissist.
He completely distanced himself.
He got some issues. He put an X in his name. That ain't your name. And he talks in the third person. When someone starts talking in the third person, there's a problem.
But that's what I'm saying. He distanced himself from the action
of what he did.
He's not taking ownership of what he did. And now he sat there with this woman gripping her hand, and she's just smiling and saying, you know, I'm sorry. We worked on our marriage. We're good. Him and his wife, Denia, and now you find out there's a doctor coming for just last week saying, this is my house that he did the podcast from.
He was just here last week, and I was pregnant by him.
And he got the girl pregnant.
He ain't worth a damn.
So Denia is, and she quoted all her Bible scriptures, and God can fix and God can heal. She said, I can't change him. God can't. No, you can't change him. God, you got to rely on God, but you ain't got to be there while he... Let me stop. I don't like telling no people to be leaving their marriage. You got to decide. You got to decide when you're tired of being tired and if they're going to make a change. I wonder if Derrick Jackson want her to dress like that, too.
Yes. He don't want nobody. I bet she's
You know, because some men don't like their wives being beautiful, and they don't want nobody else looking at their wives. Right. And they want you to dress down. But I'm going, yo, I'm looking at you, sis. Your whole spirit is screaming hurt.
She ain't watching our podcast or listening to it. Trust
well,
me. She's scrambling right now, trying to figure out what she's going to do with her life. So you could talk about leave. You can tell her to leave.
I'm not going to. You know what? Well.
No, leave. I don't know. Maybe she won't. And then once TD Jakes, I think he already put the deal back. You know, it's about money. You know, it's about taking care of her kids. So all I can say is for her to do the best that she can do. I'm not saying leave him either, because that might be the best thing for her.
Well, I'm just saying it's some red flags when you say, I told you before we got married.
Yeah.
If you cheated on me again. So it has started
before
you got married.
Some people stay with cheaters. I had cheaters.
I know some people stay with cheaters. Yeah. For me, that was just when I could. It was
like,
so hard.
It's like being with an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You got to help them. You got to say.
But sometimes you're not enough.
Stop chasing this tail.
That's but it's not about, you know, it's sometimes you're not enough to help that person. They got to, for whatever reason. But I know the reason why I left my husband when he cheated and the woman had a child was because, Kim, I didn't want to be like Denia. I was so broken up. I couldn't even eat. I went to a size 4. I've never been a size 4 because I couldn't eat. I felt so broken down.
I did that before. That's the best diet.
The cheating diet. The cheater diet. We can tell you about it. You will lose some weight.
The despair diet.
But I remember Niecy took me out to a restaurant and she kept saying, eat, Niecy Nash. And I couldn't even eat. But I didn't want to become that woman. Because every time your man cheat on you and you take him back, you have a little bit more distrust. And so I didn't want to be that woman that I was always shooting up outside of the bushes going, who was you talking to? What was her name? She had on the green. What you say to her? Hey, what's going on over there? Any woman that looked at my husband, what are you looking at my husband for? Yes. I did not want to become that woman. I didn't want to become that woman that was looking through his phone, that he had to give me all of his passcodes.
Oh,
I said, even now, I'll tell a man, I'm not going through your cell phone. You don't have to worry about me showing up at 2 a.m. because you know what? It's going to come out.
It's going to come out.
Because I'm a child. I am a child of God. Yeah. So if you messing with me, you messing with a child of God. And it always has.
It always comes out. You may not like it. It will come out, Chris.
So even think about it, Chris. Oh, it's God it's is going to out. Make it come out.
And simple stuff. You simple leave your phone stuff. Right there on the counter. I just happened to walk by and bzz, big old message. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming over last night. Oh.
It will fall out of your pocket. You will fall asleep and say, yep. I mean, it just will come out because God going to make it come out yep. and men get stupid. Men get so stupid about the fact
they're
that
not
they're
good.
They're not good about it at all.
I called my fiance. I was like, ooh, I was a detective though.
Let me tell you. Because God make you a detective. And here's another thing, ladies, God gives you something called your instinct. Trust your gut. The same gut that we be feeding with all of this food will tell us something ain't right. Now, whether we choose to ignore it or keep going, because I run into a lot of women who say, but I'm going to forgive him and God is going to heal him. And sometimes I think people hide behind that because they don't want to make the choice.
Well, there's a couple things.
They don't have the strength to leave.
The time to leave, the fear, I'm secure
and
here.
And if you have children,
it's a lot going on. I'll be honest with y'all. At this age, I'm lazy. I'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to have to trust you. You're going to do it. Now, the fifth time, I'm going to cut you. No. But I think that what happens is you loosen up a little bit because it's so much time and pressure. That person has to want to change. And it's really, hey, if I'm not enough for you, this family's not enough for you, you need to leave.
Before you do that, and this is what
telling the man to leave. Are you crazy? I'm not packing. I'm not doing nothing. If I'm not enough for you, you need to go see Sherry, or Regina, or whoever you're hanging with. Go to her house. Go there. You know, that I think it's easier for the man to walk out. Don't expect me to pack up.
I would say to Denia, you must, because I know y'all said in your videos that y'all have been to counseling. You must go to counseling yourself. By yourself. Because you have now made yourself your brand or you are your marriage. You are a wife. You are Denia. And you've got to go and take care of yourself. And therapy is it. So there's some issues of why you stayed, even though he cheated on you before you got married. There's issues of why you came back and stayed. Now, what are you going to do? And this is a bad thing because now it's public. Everybody know your business. They know all your dirty laundry.
The whole family knows.
The family know your business. So you have to decide, are you, this man is a serial cheater. And I'm going to tell you, I bet you that Derrick Jackson wasn't pulling him in when he was younger. Like to me, Derrick Jackson looks like the type. He wasn't getting in women. Then he got famous. And then the women started coming.
As usual.
And that's what happens a lot of times. You get famous and now you got all these women. When you's preaching to broken women.
Just like Andre and Chris. They wasn't getting nothing till they got on our podcast.
It's like a waterfall now. Just can't even turn it off.
And now everywhere. Andre and Chris, you see Chris just be talking.
And then Andre got mad. Andre's like, don't cutting off my play. I was like, what? Are you serious?
Andre didn't get to the point. He just walked onto our podcast.
Just to be seen.
Dang.
Just to be seen. Chris, because y'all, fans, and I know y'all doing this, fans, you know who you are. Y'all be DMing them.
Yeah.
You be sending them.
Don't say them. Chris,
you're going to say you haven't gotten any pictures in your DM.
I've gotten one that was weird. It was like immediately, and I was like, oh, this must be like a fake person. But it was like a fully nude photo. But I don't check the ones that go to like the blocked. No, to the blocked thing. Like it filters your messages. Any message I get is more along the lines of like, you guys are so great. The show is so fun. You're so blah, blah, blah. It's really complimentary of you two more than anything.
You hear this?
Yeah, listen.
But yeah.
I'm sorry that your star power is so strong that it takes over. I do have a question.
What was your question?
I'm serious about this because this actually bothers me quite a bit. And I don't know if I can quite articulate it, but help me sort this out. I find the fake preacher types to be the worst people on the planet. I do not like that they take advantage of people at their most vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like the faith thing, it's like, hey, we're all giving up. We're talking about this higher power. this guy, I have no idea who this guy is up until this stuff happens. I get it, he's not for me. Why do people go back to these people that peddle in authenticity when they show themselves to be the exact opposite? And like you said, you guys are breaking him down pretty good. The muscle thing's a good, like the muscle thing might be something too. He's huge. Maybe he's been huge his whole life, but it looks to me like there's a vanity play there, right? So Sherry, I'm curious, why do you keep letting, like, why does this guy get to keep making money off of his authenticity if he's not, and maybe he won't, I don't know.
Kim probably will have a different answer than me. I think that when you are speaking to broken people, you're reaching something in their core because they're searching for an answer, because we all have some brokenness. And there's so many broken women, and I will include myself, who just want answers. And so you come in like a knight in shining armor and you give it to him and you make sense. Like he gives a lot of common sense advice on keeping your relationship together. Problem is, he wasn't using that same advice in his relationship. He was using several relationships because he had a few of them going. But I think that people still, and we come from—
does his good outweigh his bad?
Yeah. I wouldn't listen to, I can't, you know, for me, that's a trigger for me cheating. So I can't go back to you when you, I can't listen to you when you cheating because I'm side-eyeing you going, uh-huh. Right. That's my trigger. But I think that a lot of
none
people—
none of the men listened to him. Did you know that? Men hated him.
But that's what I'm saying. People like this—
they could smell
men
it.
Men who give advice and stuff, they're usually talking to women because we suck it up.
Yeah, but the men all were like, mm-mm.
Yeah, but men— Hampton, he was like, oh, forget that. Like, he was like, he's completely saw through him.
Yep, a lot of people. And a lot so, of men did.
But then when you talk about pastors, and I don't want to talk about them too bad, because this is what I do want to say that I didn't touch on, Kim. He got on John Gray. We talked about it. He got on John Gray. John Gray, because John Gray was had two emotional affairs on his wife, and his wife avenged her. People got on her that second time, because the first time she was like, she blamed it all on this woman. She said the woman was going after the 16-year-old in him, the nerd in him. Okay. And that's what responded, because he's broken. So all that attention he was getting. Because make no mistake, ladies, if your husband start getting on social media and become big in that way, women are going in that DM box.
Because a lot of y'all women ain't... Okay, sorry.
You know, why you want to be... And I'm not...
Why are you going after the man?
A man is married, but I mean, hell, right. I told you I liked your boyfriend, so...
You did.
But...
Uh-uh, not my boyfriend.
That time. We're not going to... But I'm just saying, so with churches, Chris... Because we're always taught about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. If somebody confesses their sin, we are called to forgive. He's a pastor. So people at the church go, he's asked for forgiveness. We're called to forgive him. If ye who sins cast the first stone, we've all sinned and fallen short. Yep. So people will choose to forgive. For me, because that's a trigger, I'm always side-eyeing going, and then the second time he got accused of having an emotional affair. Now, he said it was extortion and blackmail. This woman also went on Unwind with Tasha K and said John Gray was trying to with her. So, and everybody got on the wife of Venter, like, why won't you leave? For a minute there, Venter took down all the pictures of John Gray. You didn't see them together. So I guess they worked it out. She's not leaving. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. What you do is your business. When you get tired of being a tired, because if it didn't happen twice, if it walk like a duck, talk like a duck.
It's a duck.
It ain't no giraffe.
Quack is no giraffe.
It ain't no giraffe, but you know, mm-hmm. You the wife, it's hard. You got kids, y'all built a church together. So people tend to forgive and we do it. So that's what I got to say. Denia, you need to get some therapy, and I hope that you realize who you are, that you're worth everything. You're everything. You're enough, queen. You don't deserve to have a man tearing you down and cheating on you.
Right.
And coming home. Okay, first of all, he got the girl pregnant. I mean, he's raw dogging it. And then he coming back to you because he hasn't used a condom. So he's exposing you to an STD. He's exposing you to HIV. All of that stuff.
COVID.
COVID. You can get COVID in your penis. Good grief. Well, yeah. I'm just saying, Denial.
Well, you're doing it.
He's
unless
not.
Unless they doing it doggy style. He ain't breathing in her face.
What? Anything. You're around all the people.
Keep your mask. You both. It's okay, Kim. Baby. We were COVID safe.
At least we just, I wore a mask.
I know.
Right. But you don't want to. But a man can say crazy. He loves you, but his actions. Look at what are his actions. So that's.
I love you is a. Verb. It's an action word.
It's an action word. So that's what I say about denying.
Okay,
so,
what's okay. next? Because we run out of time, honey. We're okay, before an hour.
Okay, so I want to. We got to read
Chris
some of these
don't
things.
Be timing us.
Okay, we got to read some of these things. Hold on, because there was some. Okay. This is a guy. He says,
from
"Hello,
our,
ladies."
From our listeners and
yes.
viewers.
He said, "I want to start this email by saying I love you all. Your pod webcast has in many ways helped my life. You wouldn't even know. I'm a single dad of twins. And even though you talk about mom stuff, I feel exactly what you're talking about. I heard about your podcast from a coworker who would be literally laughing out loud at her desk. When I finally asked her what she was laughing at, she told me two funny mamas. I can't lie. It took me a few weeks to take a look at it. But once I did, oh my God, I'm addicted. I went back and watched every episode and I tell everyone about your podcast. I love how unorganized you all are. You two have me laughing so hard I end up with stomach cramps. Everyone who keeps complaining needs to hush it up. You two have the most organic show I've ever seen and I've seen a lot. Chris is a great addition, and the flirting with Kim is definitely hilarious. I can see this going all the way. I'm so very proud of you both. Between sharing Kim's outside life with work and taking care of your home life, you two are the example some of these young girls need. Oh. This is Rob K. from Atlanta.
Oh, Rob!
You got twins, which is turning me on. You a single dad.
Hey,
oh my
Rob,
God.
I'll let
hey,
your girls.
You don't want no more kids.
I'll take some girls. I need a daughter.
Me too.
Because Jeffrey and Josh are going to leave us.
I'm telling you.
They're going to push us in the old folks home by the window.
Thank you. You know what Jeffrey told me? He said, Jeffrey told me, Mommy, you can stay in the garage behind the house. That's what he said.
And literally the garage.
And really the garage. That's what Jeffrey said. So this woman is Lizette Allen. She said, Kim and Sherry, I want you to know how much I appreciate your podcast. I'm in here, D.C., working so hard day in and day out during the pandemic. Some days it gets really hard and I need something to break the monotony of the pandemic grind. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for my job, but some days it ain't easy. Then in comes you two crazy girls to the rescue, making me laugh so hard that I forget about what's going on around me. I love the Jeffrey and Joshua stories. Thanks for creating this podcast. And I know it takes a lot out of you to do this every week. Keep it up, Kim and Sherry, because we need you. Aww. I know I just got to laugh to keep from crying.
Aww.
That touched me.
What's her name?
Her name is Lizette Allen. And we're going to give you something from our merchandise store, you and Rob. So Rob K. from ATL and Lizette Allen. Send us
your address.
Go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas, buyjack.com/twofunnymamas and order something and then go to twofunnymamas@gmail.com and let me know what you ordered so we can have Chris send it. This is a, let's see. And then there was somebody, I don't know who it was, but she was so, I want you to answer this. She was so.
Brenda Boone sent a t-shirt, a photo in. Remember Brenda?
Oh, and what is Brenda's?
Brenda
Boone.
This is
Brenda Boone.
Check her out, supporting Two Funny Mamas. Hi, Kim and Sherry. I love you girls. I also have been spreading the word around about your podcast everywhere I go. I wish you the best. I love you. Or love you. Brenda Boone, Shreveport, Louisiana. Shout out to Shreveport.
Thank you, Brenda. Oh, Brenda's bathroom look like mine. Look at all
that. Oh my gosh, Brenda, you and our sisters. Now, Anita Walton says, Sherry points out all the things negative about Kim, and that pisses me off.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Do you think that how do you feel? Because I'll do your stuff negative. And but I try to make you laugh. Like when you got your Groupon, you got your Groupon Botox, and I talked about your eyebrows for the longest.
Oh yeah, but that was a long time ago. I think I talk about you more than you talk about me.
Well, tell Anita, what would you say to Anita?
Anita, it's good. I love her. Now, I was mad at her last night. She comes in my bedroom on a live, an IG live.
That's
in
so
my
funny.
Bed, in a bonnet. reading the script, and she's like, hey, I just got off the stage, girl, talk to the people. I was like, I look like a man. What's wrong with you? We only, actresses should only really present themselves in the fake lifestyle.
So y'all look at this recipe I posted on Instagram because it's coming down. I'm going to do it when I'm made up because I look crazy. So Anita, just to let you know, we've been friends for over 20 years and our friendship has lasted. And I know how much Kim can take and she knows how much I can take. Kim has a lot of testosterone. So she's like a, so when I tease Kim, Kim's like a dude. No, so she not. She's not like.
I'm such a girl.
Look at you, how fake that sounded. She's got, so when you tease Kim, you can take a lot of stuff. So even I tease Kim, she's hung around boys all her life. So I don't know, Anita, if you don't have brothers, but when you're around boys, they tease you mercilessly.
Yeah, they do.
And Kim is used to that.
I thought my name growing up was, what did I used to say? No.
Ball-headed.
Fat and bald-headed, right.
Fat and bald-headed. That's like, she's got two brothers who talked about her to death. So, I know. So, but, like, Kim can't do that about me because I'm very sensitive. Like, I get emotional. So, like, when Kim cried yesterday, it made me laugh. But I knew it was true.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But I didn't say it to you. I was just like, she cried? But... But I was there for you. Didn't I stay on that phone with you?
Why are you going back into the preacher voice? I'm glad I don't have a baby anymore. She'd have woke the baby up three times.
Okay, this is one lady, Nikita Woods. So it's all good. Nikita said, hey, ladies, can we get you to one more day a week? This is so necessary for women of a particular age to be able to laugh and know what we're, and know what we're laughing about. Love you. Why can't we do 2 days a week?
We barely do them 1 day a week.
Do you know how hard it is to get Kim? Chris?
Oh, no. How hard it is to get you? I have never missed a podcast. Chris, you better tell her. On all the days, I need some kind of award. I have never missed a podcast. I have never been absent. She's been absent 17 times. She gonna call me at the last minute talking about get a fill-in. Oh, Kim, I can't make it. I got to get a massage. Oh, it massage. It's so great. I can see if she had a big movie to do or something like that. Oh, I can't find my mic. Ooh, my camera ain't working. Can you get Caroline? Can you get Miguel? Can you get somebody to fill in for me? Me! I ain't never miss nothing.
But on the flip side of that, I will say...
I'll snatch that wig.
Perfect attendance Chris, award so far.
Chris, yes, you do have the perfect attendance award. Chris will be texting us nonstop going, ladies, are we shooting on Saturday, Sunday? I have to get a sound engineer. Ladies, please answer my text. I got to get a text.
Because I called Kim. It was a lovely conversation. I love talking to Kim. And then I even waited till the very end and I'm like, so do you think I can get a time Saturday or Sunday? All of a sudden she's looking out the window. Who's going on?
Because let me tell you something. I never know what's going to happen. So once a week is a struggle.
And twice a week, we're both so busy. Nikita, we're sorry we can't do it twice a week. Plus, we would kill each other. I don't think we would be friends.
Nikita, if you follow us on social media, it's a bunch of other stuff that we do.
Absolutely.
Especially her. She talked to people all the time.
So I like to talk. But I think that we it would be hard. I think I would rip Kim's throat apart if we had to do twice a week.
Yep.
It would, because
and
she,
I would rip her vagina off.
Okay.
Somebody needs to.
So, but you can see me every day on Daily Pop on the E! Channel, and you can see Sherry. Is it still airing?
Yes, Dish Nation.
So you can see us in other
media. Yeah, because
media
Kim
right
has
now.
To get up every morning at 4 a.m. So she's really tired. So even if she's got to take care of Joshua. My son went to New York for the week. So it's just really hard. So we try to give you as much
as
we can.
Did he just get a flight? He was just like, I'm going to New York. Have a good one. Enough, enough. Enough is enough. You put me on your Instagram one too many times. I'm going to New York.
Yeah,
he's there for a spring break. He went with my sister.
Joshua's on spring break. I think I'm going to take him to Cleveland to see my dad.
You should.
But the problem is I got to fly Spirit. It's only nonstop to Cleveland.
Oh,
is that
no.
Crazy?
No, I've been doing connections. It's fine. Do the connections. Yeah, don't do Spirit. Because the last time the girl got into a fight behind you, it was a mess. Do your connections. Go. Y'all can just rest for a second and go to your flight.
I don't
Can we? I have a choice number of moments on this show that whenever I don't know, I can be in the same room as you guys or something. We need to work out some sketches from stories told on this show. If we could recreate the couple screaming at each other, being being talked to by Auntie Sugar. Like, do you understand what that is? Like, as a normal person, I didn't say that. As a normal person, two people scream at each other and they look up and an icon from their movie history.
What are you talking about? That Spirit Flight when I had to turn around.
Oh, that's right. That was a funny story.
Hey, I need y'all to chill.
That needs to be recreated in a sketch.
And you know what's so funny is the last time I was on a United flight, not the last time, I got two good friends. I need to text them. It was an Indian couple sitting next to me. I was on the aisle seat, and one was in the middle, one was by the window. We were coming back from Cleveland, and they were arguing. They had just gotten married, but they was having this deep argument.
They just got married?
Well, yeah, they were pretty new couple. Both of them doctors.
Oh, wow.
It was the funniest thing. I couldn't take it anymore. I finally turned and said, okay, look, let's talk about this problem. So what is the problem? I could not take it.
Oh, my God.
So we talked about it, and great friends now. They've had two babies since.
Randomly, they allowed you into the conversation.
Kim meets the most interesting people, and I will meet them, and I'll go, so how do you know Kim? And they'll be like, I met her on a flight. She met this lady who's really rich. Really, really rich. We were having our barbecue, our Labor Day barbecue, and this lady comes with these two girls and a boy, and they're very well dressed. Like, you would tell the lady had money.
Yes.
She came, and we all sitting there, and you know, crazy looking. I was like, who is that? And I went up to her and I was like, hi. And she's like, hello, how are you? This is so nice. I'm so glad Kim invited me to the party and the kids get to play with the other kids. And I'm like, well, they can't go in the pool because they dress like they in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
And I was like, so how do you know Kim? And she's like, we met on a flight. She's so funny. And she invited me. She got my phone number and she invited me to this barbecue. And it's so nice. We haven't been to one in eons. I was like, yeah, that's hilarious. I went running back to the other people because we sitting there in sundresses, hair and ponytail. This lady was dressed to the nines.
She was dressed to
the nines. Her son looked like Little Lord Fauntleroy with the bow tie and the shorts and a blazer. Yeah. And she's like, this is so lovely. I'm not. And then so Kim uses her house.
Is this woman white or black?
She was mixed.
Yes, and her husband's biracial. Scotland.
And her husband's from Scotland, like he wears a kilt. Like, and they're super duper rich.
So you gotta tell me these details. I'm picturing all kinds of fun
stuff. Chris, let me finish up this story for you. So later on, and the lady's just very much into faith and God and da 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 da. And she's very rich. So Kim is on the board of a charity, which is amazing. It's called the Special Needs Network. And Kim is on the board and she hosts amazing events. She raises a lot of money for children with special needs, for them to go to camp if they have autism. So the woman offered up her mansion, her palatial mansion, to have the charity. I did not feel like going. Kim's like, you know, you're supposed to be my friend and you're supposed to show up at all my charity events because we need you to help raise money and you better. So I put on the top, drove all the way to freaking Timbuktu, because the mansion was so huge. It was on top of the mountains. You had to go through like three guard gates to get to the mansion. So I'm like, oh shit, what is going on? I walk in there and she's like, oh my God, it's so lovely to see you. And isn't it so wonderful how God put everybody together? Now we're all together and this is great. So you know when you go to a charity event and they have like little auction, like silent auction items, and you can win like cookbooks, or you win like a little bike, or you can win like flowers for a year. This woman was auctioning off jewelry from England, like the crown that the prince wore. She had all kinds of jewelry starting at like $80,000. So I'm walking around in paintings, like paintings from art dealers in Beverly Hills. And she's like, Jean Van Damme, who owns the art gallery in Beverly Hills, he's decided to just auction off a painting. Isn't God wonderful? And I'm like, well, how much this stuff started? $35,000. And then she'd be like, so it's all this stuff can't nobody afford. But she got all these rich people there. There was one lady so rich and so old, she smelled like mildew. She smelled like she came from the crypt to come to this party. Every time I got close to that woman, I was like, it smelled like formaldehyde. What in the world?
They had already embalmed her?
They had already embalmed this lady, but she was so rich. she invited people that had businesses and big money because she was trying to raise money for Kim's the Special Needs Network. So you can't afford none of the auction items. So I'm over here sitting just eating my crackers.
Our friends,
Kim's friends couldn't afford it because it was people auctioning off, buying the stuff, the thing from Jean-Claude Van Damme, his little art gallery. People bought the stuff. Dick, when I tell you it was money, money like you wouldn't believe. So she gets up to introduce Kim and her partner, Areva Martin. I'm going to finish this damn story. I ain't never been able to tell it. Remember the story from when we get on stage. She invites Kim up and Areva Martin. I don't know how I managed to be standing up there next to Kim.
You were standing like behind
I was standing, because some reason Kim needed me to be up there too to give something validation. So I'm standing there next to Kim and the woman's very rich and she's very free. And she's like, it's so lovely to be here tonight. And we're celebrating the, and she looks at Kim because she don't remember the name of the charity. And she looks at Kim. It was like the Special Needs Network. Oh. The Special Needs Network. Because I tell my son, little Lord Fauntleroy, we're in sitting in bed, and I say to him, there are people that are less fortunate than us, and they need our help because God is so good for the. And then she turns her head and she looks at Kim, and Kim's like, the Special Needs Network. For the Special Needs Network. And then in the middle of her talking, she got this long intro, and she's like, oh my! And there's Jessica from the Hamptons, and Jessica gave me this 14 karat gold diamond ring. It's so big you can't even. Oh, and Jessica, thank you because Jesus loves you. And look at this ring, it's 17 and a half carats, and that's great because I'm going to give it away for the Special Needs Network. We stand there and she's like, oh, and there's so-and-so who owns all of Connecticut and all of Georgia. They came here and we're going to give away the state of Georgia for the unfortunate children in the Special Needs Network. So I'm standing behind this lady because she kept acknowledging everybody who had money. And I was just like, she don't know the name of the charity. And Kim's like, fix your face. Fix your face.
Fix your face. You can see everything on your face.
I never been around. Smile. She was so rich and her husband was Scottish. I don't know if he made all the bagpipes in Scotland, but he was really
very lovely.
It came from an empire of bagpipe makers. Got it.
And then you know what the entertainment was? It wasn't a DJ. It wasn't somebody who did poetry. It was a bagpipe person. He came in with the skirt on, playing.
And he had the harpist.
They came through the door, and she's like, oh my God, it's whatever. And he playing the bagpipes, and I'm like, when they gonna play some music? When we gonna play? You know,
and ate some crumpets.
What did you want?
Play like the baby a little way up in the house. But the bagpipe player was nice.
Couldn't even go with Earth, Wind, and Fire. He went to baby a little way.
She did need to get some culture. And the lady was uber. Different. But she met her on a plane. Kim meets really, because she talks to people. Like, I just want to go to sleep. Kim talks to people. Yeah. So we'll have to, like.
Especially when they argue.
So we're going to get out because I know Kim is like getting tired, but we're having a lot of different guests on the show. So I just want you guys to know we're trying to get to 100. No, we are going to get to 100,000 subscribers by December 31st. So please, everybody who's listening, if you enjoy this podcast and it makes you laugh and it makes you feel better, please go and tell 5 or 6 people to subscribe to Two Funny Mamas. You can hear us on Spotify and Apple's iTunes, wherever podcasts are played, or if you want to see us visually, then subscribe to it by clicking the subscribe button on our YouTube channel. Somebody says, Irene, she says, I'm a 25-year-old black female who is a first timer. I'm looking to invest in some stocks. Kim, can you give me some companies that are or will be a good investment? I don't have much money, but I can start somewhere. I want to become financially stable. You asked the perfect question because this girl right here, she is a whiz at investing in stocks. This girl is probably like the one that's got the palatial mansion. She just ain't told me yet. But she invests in stocks. Kim invested, I think, in DoorDash before DoorDash was you even knew about it. The only one she did invest in, and she regrets it to this day because somebody told her not to, was Google.
I invested in Google in the beginning. That did well for me. It was Amazon.
She was going to invest in Amazon, and somebody told her,
person, my said to her, person said no.
It's not going to be a good thing. Yeah. And she was going to invest in it way back when. Wow. Kim is very good at picking stocks. Can you just tell her? But we're going to have a stock person here on how one
best advice is this, period. Invest in what you use. That is the best thing.
Then you should be invested in the sex toy business. You should own that.
Chris, don't listen to her. I don't use that. I invest in
the battery business. Not the sex toys, the batteries. This girl's so smart.
You got to look at the whole
situation. I can't go through her entire stock portfolio, but Kim is really good at picking out stocks that she foresees will make money. And she makes really good money off of picking stocks.
Pick what you use.
Pick what you use.
That is the best
thing. So go through everything 25-year-old female and go, what do I use a lot?
I use a lot. Because if you're using it, somebody else is. If it's something new and it's coming out and that's the thing that you do, somebody else is doing that also. Gas, you know, all those things. You got to just, and they have apps now that you can get on and just start playing with it and reading stuff and getting to know it and learn. And that's the best advice I can give.
We're going to have somebody on here talking about stocks. We're going to have somebody on here, a Bitcoin expert, because people are talking about Bitcoins now. And if you had invested, you know, 6 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire right now with a Bitcoin. So we're, you know, if there's somebody you'd like to see an expert on something, please let us know. And we're going to try our darndest to get them on. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to end here. We are so grateful for you guys in doing this. We love doing the podcast. It's been, this is our 40, what episode is this?
Look at it.
It's probably 47.
It's our 47th episode. We're coming up on our 50th episode. We probably got to do something for our 50th episode. Oh, maybe we'll do something live, a live stream. We've been talking to Chris. I know Chris is so frustrated because he gives us so many good ideas. We just, you know, we don't follow through. But we're supposed to be.
We'll be doing a cool thing for our 50th. Yeah.
Is it our 50th? We're doing a 50th live
stream. For Mother's Day.
No, we're only doing one. So it's Mother's Day.
We have special things. We have special things planned, whether Sherry and Kim realize it this moment or not, for 50th episode and Mother's Day, and it's going to be great.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. And we have a show, and you can go get some tickets at rushtix.com.
Could you put that up, Chris? /funnymamas. It's rushtix.com/twofunnymamas. The tickets are $20. We will be giving. Should we give to those two people that we said get merchandise? Rob from ATL. And Lizette tickets.
So you're going to give them merchandise and tickets?
Well, I already promised some merchandise, but...
Oh, it's up to you. We got other people.
Okay, so we're going to give away the tickets. How do we give away tickets, though? What's the criteria?
Next episode, we'll give away some tickets for something. Best dating advice question.
Okay, so the best dating advice question or the best relationship advice question, we'll give you two tickets to the virtual stream. This will be a live comedy show of Kim Whitley and I, and then we're going to do question and answer live, and we're also going to do some of our podcasts live from Kim's garage. If you want to get any of our merchandise, go to buyjack.com/twofunnymamas. And I think that was, it was something else I wanted to announce. My birthday is coming up April 22nd. And for my birthday, I'm going to gift three people with a virtual makeup session with my makeup artist, Latrice Johnson. Okay. Latrice does Regina King's makeup for all of the award shows, for her commercials. If you know, and she's amazing. She does my makeup and she's going to do a lot. She'll do a live virtual makeup session with you. So just write to twofunnymamas@gmail.com and tell me why you should be one of those women that I pick. And that's my birthday gift to you. My birthday gift to you as well is my hairstylist who does all of my wigs. Her name is Queen. She does all of the women. She does all of Russell Simmons, Angela Simmons, Russell Simmons' daughters and Growing Up Hip Hop, their hair. And she will tell you how to do your wigs. And I'm going to give you a free wig. So to three women, I'm going to give you a free human hair wig, not the synthetic, baby.
You give it to me first. Okay.
I want to see you cry again before I give you a wig. I need you to cry.
I'm going to cry if you don't stop talking.
This that's means Kim is getting tired. My so that's what I'm going to do for my growling. Birthday. I'm hungry too. So we're going to get off. We so appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for listening to us, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris, for hanging with us for an hour, 15 minutes or so.
I thought we were going to go like an hour 30.
No.
Sometimes we need to do a 2 hour.
No, we don't.
So anyway, you guys, thank you so much. We love you. I think that's it. And we're going to say have an amazing day and recharge your spirit and tell somebody you love them. Sometimes people need that. I love you, Kim.
I love you too.
All right.
Oh, now she's going to be all sensitive.
Why?
Because remember,
you said you love me.
I know, but I had to say it hard because if I was vulnerable, it'd be a problem.
I don't care how you say it. As long as
will you say this? Say, never mind. I'm not even going to go there. Great thank job. You.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, everybody. Two funny mamas.
Two funny mamas. Announcing the Mocha Podcast Network, an innovative lifestyle podcast network featuring conversations from a Black perspective. Curated with respected voices led by actresses and comedians Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley.
We're funny and we have a point of view. We call that edumatainment. That's what we call it.
Is that what it is?
Veteran TV journalist Rolanda Watts.
Shocking the heck out of everybody.
The legendary Funky Divas in Vogue.
This topic is girl groups in the industry.
To syndicated broadcast personalities Lonnie Love and Dee Dee McGuire, as well as an array of experts and activists. Mocha Podcast Network, a lifestyle destination with authentic voices and perspectives designed to enrich and empower women of color with a unique listening experience. More than a destination, the Mocha Podcast Network is a full-service studio that offers an ongoing portfolio of production, distribution, marketing, guest booking, and most importantly, ad sales. With a unique revenue model for podcasters that includes customized promotional campaigns created specifically around podcaster and targeted audience, service social media promos and pushes, MPN brand advertising, targeted electronic newsletter, experienced sales representation. For advertisers, the Mocha Podcast Network is a safe marketplace to align their brands with trusted voices, organically engaging the highly in-demand female consumer and more. With quality over quantity, from concept to completion, now is the time for content creators and brands to join the innovative Mocha Podcast Network and experience unapologetic conversations with a new perspective.